years, investors from Singapore, South Korea, Japan, China, and European countries have begun showing interest in this promising sector. Shahrir said Indonesia welcomes not only investment but also technological development to address the waste problem. Chinese ambassador to Indonesia, Wang Lutong, views Indonesia as having a common commitment with China to strengthen diplomatic relations that have entered their 75th year, as reflected in various established cooperation. In his remarks at the 25th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and China by the Chinese embassy in Jakarta on Thursday, he said, as developing countries with the largest economies, Indonesia and China will continue to work together on the world stage in advancing the common interests of developing countries to ensure peaceful and equitable development. That was his line from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. It's another Friday edition of Indonesia Today, the afternoon station with Mira Rahman on Friday, April 18, 2025. For those celebrating a good Friday, have a good Friday, happy good Friday, have a solemn mass, and hopefully this day will bring more blessings to our life. And Indonesia Today is back to present various interesting information, updates, programs, music, all about Indonesia. And of course, as always, we are presenting VOI Talk, an inspiring talk that will talk about a historical moment in Indonesia, related to the other countries as well in Asia and Africa. Later on VOI Talk at 3:15 p.m. Western Indonesia time, or GMT plus 7. On VOI News.id and RRE Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, Voice of Indonesia will make you say, "Thank God it's Friday."
Tell you what I'm thinking about, huh? Doesn't matter what they say about us. It's on me, oh my feel. It's on me, oh.
I feel like a fool.
German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisaran, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Africa. There are also slices of avocado, young coconut, and frozen mung bean juice called poliquin. The taste is truly very fresh and sweet. What is the name of this thing? The land above the clumps is the nickname of Leon Valley in central Java. The valley has a main tradition held annually that features cutting off dreadlocks in children as part of the Inculture Festival. They are not ordinary children. They have been dreadlocks after they mysteriously had time fever, and their illness was not detected medically. The next day, the dreadlocks appears on their head, and it can only be cut with a long sequence of rituals, where the whole villagers have their own parts. Our journey to Leon Village in Banjarnegara region in central Java was an unforgettable experience. It took 12 hours from Jakarta to Woodridge, Indiana. With a scenic winding village with a green potatoes plantation, and with the residents along, it is worth it. Cold wind welcomed our arrival upon Leon Village. We visited this village to witness a unique annual event. It was the ritual of cutting the dreadlocks of Leon children, who are called Anakwaja. But why does cutting dreadlocks need a long ritual and involve the whole village?
We believe the dreadlock was a gift from goddess Rorunji from Kidosi. She gave it to Kyai Agung Karadete as his apprentice. After the dreadlock is cut, it will be put in a jar. The jar then will be put on river that flows to Kidosi. It is like we return the dreadlock to the goddess.
For many years, Western Mantua had carried out the dreadlock cutting ritual. The Anakwaja were believed to be special children of Leon, who bridge our reality and the unseen reality.
Anak filosofinya adalah, anak himbau merupakan titipan yang maha kuasa.
The philosophy of dreadlock children is that they are gifts from God. The young people believe that God always entrusts anything he will through a medium. This medium bridges the seen and the unseen. So, the ritual is simply about respecting the unseen without worshipping God. We also believe our ancestor, the Lungung Kolodete, also did the ritual. He cut his child's dreadlock and then let the dreadlock flows into the southern sea. It is because the past belief that the hair also belongs to the God. The Javanese must have good will and ethics. If something was entrusted to us through the medium, we should return it through the medium too. It is to avoid miscommunication and to appreciate the medium too.
Ali Fauzi, born in Dien, upholds the cultural value in this ritual. He managed to preserve his ancestors' heritage in a more modern way without removing the traditional element of the ritual itself. He initiated the Dien Culture Festival, an event that could bring many tourists while keep allowing the long ritual process.
Ya, inilah budaya kita yang penuh dengan filosofi yang bagus sekali, di mana kegiatan rentetan, kegiatan ritual penyerahan titik gimbal ini memang panjang sebetulnya. Hanya memang saat ini kita terasa yang puncaknya, tapi perlu saya jelaskan, apa sih yang panjang itu? Tentunya dimulai dengan acara Napak Tilas. Napak Tilas ada di beberapa tempat, bahkan hampir lebih dari 20 tempat. Ini adalah konsep dari pelestarian lingkungan sebetulnya, di mana para pemangku adat, pemangku budaya, atau masyarakat yang terlibat dalam Napak Tilas ini adalah berkunjung beberapa tempat yang dianggap sakral, atau dianggap harus dihargai, karena dampak dari hidupnya lingkungan di satu tempat itu akan memberi siklus kehidupan yang ada di bumi ini. Karena salah satu mata air yang dianggap sakral, mata air itu tentu harus kita survei. Harus kita lihat, harus kita hargai pohon-pohon di sekitarnya. Karena pohon yang bagus, mata air yang bagus tentu akan memberikan efek kehidupan yang baik untuk manusia sendiri. Jadi ini Napak Tilas selama beberapa hari dengan 20 tempat adalah bagaimana hubungan manusia dengan sekitarnya, manusia dengan manusia ini harus terjalin secara harmonis. Nah, selain memang hubungan dengan Sang Pencipta sebagai pencipta alam semesta ini menjadi kunci bahwa mohon maaf kami tidak menyembah tempat, tapi kami menghargai tempat. Karena bagaimanapun alam ini sebetulnya mereka bernapas, pohon bernapas tentu kita harus menghargai ciptaan yang maha kuasa lainnya. Seperti 23 tempat itu panjang, ada yang jalan kaki, kecuali yang jauh saat ini mungkin dibantu dengan kendaraan, saat jalan kaki. Dan juga para pemangku adat itu melakukan beberapa persyaratan biasanya berpuasa dan lain-lain.
This deeply philosophical ritual of cutting dreadlock is really long. It begins with visiting 20 sacred places. The elders and community figures involved will visit the places deemed sacred for their impact towards life. It is like preserving the environment. For instance, we visit a sacred water spring. We survey the spring and appreciate the trees around it. In there, we could see how a good water spring can bring good effect to lives, including us human beings. 5 days before ritual, the elders did the pre-hakim during the visit. The night before the ritual, the dreadlock children will be gathered in a small banquet as a gratitude that the children have arrived at the place of an elder. In the morning, the children will be carried or carried across the village. The parade is followed by art performances. Meanwhile, the tourists can stay across the Dien Kulon Village area to Suharto Witlam or Dharmasala. Because in there, the dreadlock children will undergo a purification ritual. During the previous visits, elders collected water for purification. This purification aims to strip away wickedness from the children. Then, after the purification, the children will be carried again to Arjuna Temple. In the temple, they will cut the dreadlock of the children one by one. The first cut will be done by the elders, and after that, others can also cut the dreadlock under the guidance of the elders. After that, There will be another dedicated banquet called Pinyalah Berkah. Visitors can join the event. Since we prepared the banquet for all people to eat together, as a gratitude to the gods for the dreadlock cutting ritual has been done. But the last ritual will be the flowing the dreadlocks.
Ini salah satu filosofi sebetulnya, apapun ketika ada kegiatan yang bertujuan baik, itu alangkah baiknya, itu semua dipersihkan. Maka diharapkan supaya memakai pakaian yang baik, pakaian yang bagus, itulah yang kita bersyukur sudah kita fasilitasi.
Here is a crown for human, especially women. It makes us aside the fact that most virgin children in the end are female. The virgin children who have dreadlocks are mostly 2 to 12 years old. For instance, Arita from Wonosobo. She's 2 years old, she has asked the dreadlocks to be cut in Bien village. She also asked 2 goats.
Ini, si Alita sendiri yang minta kali ini. Dia terutama herself wanted to get locked her in the end, since she was 2 years old. She also wished for 2 goats, entah kan deh. Cuma, kita pun gimana di end.
Permintaannya kalau utama, telur poin 1.
Wishes are specific, such as 1 quail egg. The egg must be 1 and must be from quail. If not fulfilled, the dreadlock will return and condition will worsen.
Laki-laki mah parah tuh.
Like other traditions in Indonesia, this ritual has detailed preparation, with full philosophical meaning. For instance, in the parade to Arjuna temple where the dreadlocks will be cut, there was a cart full of virgin children's wishes. There was also another cart with full colored tumpeng. Tumpeng is a cone-shaped rice dish with side dishes of vegetables and meat.
Jadi kalau apa tumpeng rojong itu tawaran bikin kan seperti padi contoh itu. Nah jadi ada kendal padi, ada
tumpeng so, tumpeng rojong means that the dreadlock is like rice. There's dreadlock that is like rice, another is like sheep wool. Meanwhile, various colors also have meanings. Green means fertility for agricultural trade. White means purity, that we live our life honestly without doing bad things. Those are the main symbols.
Kalau kita hidup di dunia ini kan harus menjalankan yang apa adanya. Jalan yang lurus, gak usah nikel-nikel, kayak gitu. Jadi itu termasuk simbol yang paling utama. Kalau itu simbol itu yang warna putih, gitu.
Another detail about dreadlock's cutting ritual is that it always helps during dry season, where the temperatures in the anhill fell to 4 degrees Celsius. The meeting between hot and cold mountain air created mist across the hill since dawn. But then, when the ritual began, the mist will be replaced by warm sunlight. And the ritual began. Preserving tradition with advanced technologies and raising the millennial generation is not easy. However, the awareness of the young people and the value of their tradition proves that tradition can coexist with modernization.
Thank you.
Indonesia. Traveling is a traditional battle between two men from South Sulawesi, Lombok. Each of them wield a weapon stick and shield made of buffalo skin. The battle is a